Psalm 1 is a famous psalm, and it begins with the famous words, "Blessed is the man," or "Blessed is the person who." Now, apart from Christians, it seems like people these days don't really talk much about blessing. They're into success, but not so much blessing. And to see this, all you need to do is to go to a bookshop and to look at the titles, or else you can go search online, which is what I did. I went to a popular book company online, and I just did a search on titles. I compared the number of times that the word blessing occurred in the title compared to the word success. 581 titles with the word blessing compared to 9,501 titles with the word success. You can see a big difference there. In fact, it's a ratio of over 16 to 1 in favour of success over blessing. Why is it that people are into success but not so much blessing? Any thoughts?
People want to know that they would work hard and achieve what they
got. Yeah, I think that's right. They want to know that somehow it's got something to do with them and their own effort. Success is something that you can achieve for yourself. But blessing is something that's granted to you by a superior being. Now, we humans like to think that we're masters of our own destiny, don't we? And I think that's why we like success more than the concept of blessing. How many times have you heard people say, "Just believe in yourself," or "Just follow your dreams and you can achieve anything"? You heard people say that before? Comes across often, doesn't it? And it's often the successful people who say things like that. I don't know how many unsuccessful people are out there who have probably tried to do the same thing, they just don't get interviewed. But there's a problem with following your dreams. One of the key problems is that your dreams might be very unrealistic. Anyone here who's had weird dreams at night? I think some people have realistic dreams, but there are others who have really weird dreams. We can find out, some of you later on, if you're willing to tell us what your dreams are. But if you are one of the kind of people who have weird dreams, well, try and follow them, if you can. Actually, most of the time, we don't try and live out our dreams while asleep. Although, it is interesting in this regard that we suspect that my son Eden actually went sleepwalking through the streets of Sydney last week in a kind of semi-deranged effort to live out his dreams, his dream of adventure. Now, without God's protection, it's scary to think what might have happened to him. So sometimes trying to follow your dreams can potentially bring harm rather than benefit. And in Eden's case, it can make your parents so worried that it's almost like you can't think of anything else except trying to find him. But even if you're able to follow any of your dreams, assuming that they're good dreams in and of themselves and that they're sort of realistic enough that you could possibly achieve them, there's still the problem of whether or not it's worth following your dreams. The question is, what lies at the other end? Is it something that will truly fulfill you? And in addition, there's a question of what constitutes true success. Because in the end, who is the person who defines what success is? Who determines our ultimate destiny in life? The Bible tells us that it's God. God is the final arbiter of success. And as far as God is concerned, success is related to blessing, which means that success is ultimately something that's given to you by God, more than it is something that you can achieve for yourself. Let's consider what Psalm 1 has to say about success. "Blessed is the person who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, and who doesn't stand in the way of sinners, and who doesn't sit in the seat of scorners." Verse 1 tells us that the person who avoids following the sinful advice of the world, the person who doesn't join in with sinners and their sinful way of life, that is the kind of person who's blessed. We can see from this that blessing is the product of walking on the right track. But what is the track that we need to be following? We see the answer quite plainly there in verse 2. The blessed person is the one who, instead of walking in the way of the wicked, follows in the footsteps of God and his instruction. The blessed person has his or her delight in the law of the Lord, and on his laws, the blessed person meditates day and night. Now, if that's what constitutes a blessed person, someone who is always thinking about God's word and seeking to understand more of God's word, someone who delights in God's word, well, the question for each one of us is, are we people like that? Are you someone who delights in God's word? Now, perhaps you delight in lots of different things. Perhaps you like eating seafood or drinking coffee. You might like holidays at the beach. You might like spending time with family or friends, or going to the movies or watching videos online. You might find certain things like that delightful. You enjoy doing them. But among all of the things that you delight in, do you delight in the Word of God? We need to remember here that God's Word gives life. God's law, which is just another name in the Old Testament for God's Word, God's law brings blessing and life and success. And if that's the way things are, then we need to have God's Word in our life for us to be successful. But how is it that we can have God's Word in our life? Well, we can only get God's Word in our life by hearing it and meditating on it. So another question that arises from our passage today is, are you someone who spends time regularly meditating on God's word? Are you interacting with God's communication to us, which is written here in the Bible? This psalm tells us that the person who meditates on God's law day and night is the person who's blessed. We're being told here that God's word needs to be a part of our lives daily. Let's see the expression there, day and night. It suggests that God's word needs to be a part of our lives, not just daily, but also throughout each day. Is this how things are for you? Have you been creating opportunities for yourself to interact with God and his word on a regular basis? Now, I know you're all here in church, and that's a good thing, but just hearing God's word once a week when we come to church isn't enough. God's word needs to be a part of our daily experience. And that means that all of us really should have some kind of daily program, making sure that we're interacting with God's word in some form or other. Apart from listening and learning from God's word in church, we could be reading the Bible for ourselves. We could be listening to the Bible on CD or online. I remember being at a meeting of Vietnamese church ministers once, and there was a minister there who shared with everyone else in the group there about how most of the members of his church were seemingly not interested or just too busy to study God's word. I hope that we're not like that, because the blessed person is the person who meditates on God's word day and night. And please notice how it says meditate, not vegetate. Now, at the beginning of last century, a geisha in Kobe had a child out of wedlock. This child was a boy, and he was given the name Toyohiko Kagawa. And as a young boy, Toyohiko had a very lonely and a very harsh life. When he went to high school, he met some American missionaries, and through them, he came to know the Lord. And as a consequence of his new faith, he was rejected by his family. He was rejected by those he loved, yet his faith remained strong. And eventually he decided to study theology and to become a Christian minister. Upon finishing his studies, he decided to minister among the poor in the city of Kobe. And this was a man who knew what it was to depend upon the Lord and to interact with his word. And he acknowledged that meditation played an important part in his walk with the Lord. And he said these words, "Those who draw water from the wellspring of meditation know that God dwells close to their hearts." Through meditation on God's word, we become closer to God. We get to know God's thoughts. We grow closer to him and understand him more. And the more we meditate, the more we think about his communication to us, the more familiar we become with that, then the more intimate our relationship with God becomes. Now, when we think of meditation, we probably think of someone who practices Buddhism. When we look at what Buddhist meditation involves, they are really meditating on nothing. Their goal is the contemplation of nothing. And in fact, it's only when you get to that point, as far as they're concerned, that you are enlightened. So once you know nothing, you're enlightened, in effect. The Buddhist aims for nothing. But Christian meditation isn't like that. Our meditation is supposed to have content. And that content is supposed to be the Word of God. We need to realize that God's Word is nothing other than God's mind that he's expressing to us. And he's expressing his mind and his thoughts to us most supremely in Jesus. Through Jesus, what Jesus taught and what Jesus did, we get to know the mind of the God who created this universe. So as we meditate on God's word, the idea is that our minds might be transformed to become more like God's mind. It's like through reading the scriptures, we're downloading information directly from the mind of God itself. So as we think about this psalm today, I hope that each one of us will have as a personal goal that we want to be thinking like God thinks. We want to know God's thoughts and we want to think God's thoughts as we think throughout the day. And we do a lot of thinking, don't we? I remember one of my kids when she was young saying, "Mummy, I just keep on thinking, thinking. The thinking never stops in my head." You know, she was quite small at that time, just discovered this idea of thinking. It happens, and it was hard to control it, I guess, and we all know that experience. We're just thinking all the time, aren't we? Every day we have so many thoughts. But how many of those thoughts are consistent with God's thinking as expressed in the Bible? As we meditate on God's word, our goal should be for God's word to penetrate to the deepest part of our soul. Now, Jesus once said, "Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Friends, God's word is our spiritual food. And when you think about it, food is necessary for life, isn't it? If God's word is spiritual food, we need God's word for spiritual life. And if God's word is food, then we can also think about reading or listening to God's word, interacting with God's word. It's like eating. Now, most of us here, we eat every day, right? We know we need to eat. But we also need to be interacting with God's word in order to have spiritual life. And what's meditation then? Well, I guess meditation is a little bit like digestion, isn't it? After you eat the food, it needs to be digested for it to become helpful for your body. Well, so too, meditation on God's word allows us to digest the spiritual food, which is the word of God.
And that also helps us to see that if meditation is like digestion, then it shouldn't be rushed. What happens when you rush your eating? It's easy to get indigestion. So, don't just read or listen to God's word. Think about what's being said. Spend time pondering what God is communicating. And through this, you will see that God's word will help you in your daily life and be able to strengthen your faith. Friends, the key to blessing, according to this psalm, is delighting in and meditating on the word of God. And please notice too that the person who delights in and meditates on the law of the Lord is also the successful person, according to this psalm. Look at how such a person is described in verse 3. The person who delights in and meditates on the law of the Lord is described as being like a tree that's been transplanted to be beside channels of water. And as a result, the tree yields its fruit in season and its leaves never wither. And everything that that person does will be successful. Now, the word translated here as planted in verse 3 actually means to be transplanted. This verse paints the picture of a young tree that was once living in an unfavorable environment, which now has been moved to an irrigated zone. As we delight in God's word, as we meditate upon God's word, we're moved from the dry soil that results in death and planted into fertile soil, which is abundantly watered with the Spirit of God. The living water of God's Spirit is there so that we might be able to live and grow, to bear fruit and to succeed. This tree, planted beside streams of water, is a wonderful picture that speaks of the destiny of those who meditate upon God's word and who will be prosperous and successful in the way that God has planned for them. Now, it's great when you're successful, a bit like the Australian cricket team, I guess, versus England last summer, 5-0. Can't get any better than that. A great success. But it's not so good being on the losing side, is it? Now, those who are on the losing side, the Bible calls them the wicked. And the wicked aren't like the blessed. Verse 4 tells us that the wicked are not so. They're not like that tree planted beside streams of water, but they're like the chaff which the wind blows away. Now, for those of you who don't know what chaff is the dry, scaly, protective covering that is over seeds. Most usually the seeds of cereal grains. Now, after harvesting the stalks of grain, the grain would normally be threshed to loosen and to remove the chaff from the grain. And then it would be winnowed to separate the chaff from the grain. And they do that usually by tossing the grain up into the wind. And as the grain and chaff went up into the wind, well, the wind would carry away the chaff, because the chaff is lighter. It will be blown away, leaving just the heavier grain. If we don't meditate regularly on God's word, then in effect we'll be blown away. The wind of God's judgment will separate us out and we'll be removed from God's kingdom and eventually burnt up in fire. This is why the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. Because the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will be destroyed. We can see here that the wicked, in contrast to the righteous, won't survive on the day of judgment. They'll be blown away by God's wrath. Here we see a big distinction between the righteous and the wicked. Now, the righteous, who are they? Well, they're the people who are listening to God's word, meditating upon it, seeking to put it into practice. They'll never be able to put God's word into practice perfectly. They won't be totally without sin. But because they're paying attention to God's word, meditating on God's word day and night, they end up having God's word in their heart. And if you have God's life-giving word in your heart, what will happen? You'll live and you'll experience blessing and ultimate success. But the key is actually having God's word in our hearts. That's the key to this process. But we can't get God's word into our hearts unless we're interacting with God's word. We're hearing it, we're listening to it, and meditating on it. So friends, what is God challenging you to do today in response to this psalm? Well, I believe he's challenging you, just as he's challenging me, that each one of us needs to make sure that we are spending time meditating on his word. Now, I know a lot of Christians think it's a good thing to read the Bible. But you just read it, flick through it, and sort of forget. We need to spend time meditating, actually seeking to understand. And as you do so, God promises you that your delight in his word will grow. And as your delight in his word grows, you'll grow in wisdom and be led in the paths of righteousness. And the end result of all of that is experiencing blessing, life, and success. Friends, following God's word is the best option. It's a lot better than walking along that crooked road that leads to failure and death. I hope that we will be people who delight in God's word and who spend time meditating upon it.